In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In a world of random disconnectedness, God would remind us that He remains a God of good order. His cosmos had an order built into it at the very beginning, and in the new creation, He will restore true shalom. But in between, we're not there yet. For now, there are lots of things. In fact, the whole creation is a bit out of order, functionally out of order. And sometimes we even get things chronologically out of order. A has to go before B. Jesus, then the Spirit, death, then resurrection, ascension, then Pentecost, call, and then commencement. Of course, sometimes there are these between times in which we live. Yes, the first coming, then the second, but in between we talk about the now, not yet. Realized and inaugurated eschatology, the then already in the now. Like having a call in your pocket with 4 weeks of spring term left. Or having a Pentecost lesson from Jesus' farewell discourse on the night in which he was betrayed, when we have been proclaiming that he is risen indeed for 6, now going on 7 weeks. It's interesting that his disciples would have to get this all in the right order and then wait 3 days, 40 days, 50 days. As it turns out, they were waiting for weeks, for the Feast of Weeks. Though they didn't yet know that this would come to be called Pentecost. We have been waiting too, for weeks. Some of you, and those who support you, for years. And now, whether call, vicarage internship, or just the end of the 177th academic year of Concordia Seminary, it's all coming together in God's good order, in His time and in His timing. And yes, there are a lot of folks out there that have been waiting too, not just families looking forward to an ordination, but even more importantly, God's good people, congregations who are in need and who are waiting for a pastor. Some of them for more than a few weeks, months, even years, for God to send them their man, in expectations that God's Spirit will work through even us to show them Jesus through our human hands and hearts and feeble minds and mouths in pastoral ministry, mission, and care. And so Jesus talks to his disciples back on that night in which he was betrayed about waiting and about getting things in God's good order. He'd done this before, remember. Remember the early miracles. Don't tell anyone that the Creator has actually shown up as the Redeemer now to heal the sick, open the eyes of the blind, at least not yet. And John's Gospel makes it very clear that the disciples don't, and in fact won't, understand until not just the death, but especially the resurrection has come. In between, in our text, Jesus tells them that he will go away and that he will come back. But in between, he says, I will not leave you alone. The Paraclete will come. The Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name. You get Jesus, you get the Father. You get the Spirit, you get Jesus and the Father. They're all kind of working together here. In fact, the Spirit is the second, another, the other paraclete. Jesus is the first. Jesus has taught them, but the Spirit will lead them to understand. Everything in order, first article, second article, and then the Spirit, because we cannot by our own reason or strength. But first, the night on which he was betrayed. Don't let your hearts be troubled. There's lots of room. There are lots of rooms in the king's house. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine, you are the branches. So find your life, your anchor, your foundation, your strength, your food and nourishment in me. There is a time coming when you will be scattered, now in just a few more weeks, but I am telling you all this so that you may have peace. Not in this world where you'll have trouble, but I have overcome the world. And then Judas, the other one, not Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" And Jesus says everything in the right order. First, you understand me, my life, and now my death and resurrection. And then you wait. Calls in your pocket, but still waiting for weeks. Take this time now to know me better, to understand dying and rising. And then, with the power of the Spirit, you will be my witnesses to show me to the world. Dear friends in Christ, Christ has come, Christ has died, Christ has risen and ascended to live and reign to all eternity. This is most certainly true. And here we are in this between time, waiting. But everything in God's good order in his time. As it turns out, and as we know, of course, Pentecost has long since come, even as we pray again and again, and with many an ordination, Veni, Creator, Spiritus. And yet we wait for the Feast of Weeks, for another week, or two, or a few more, or for who knows how long, O Lord, until he comes again. Until Christ comes again and the new creation is fully now, and with it a true and lasting peace. Shalom at last, at the last. But even now, even in the not yet, there's plenty to do, because we're not there yet. We have all we need. The best is yet to come. But Pentecost turns the page into God's last chapter of his story, the only story that is completely true and will be truly complete. No one knows when the last sentence of that story, and a sentence it will be, will come. But until that day, God has given us another paraclete who will be with us now and forever. So this day, as our work in Christ begins anew, we know and we trust God's good order. Christ is risen and ascended. And he will come again. And in this tween time between Ascension and Pentecost, between call day and commencement, between call day and commencement and ordination and installation, in every day, in every time, in every age, and on every day, we go forth in the peace of Christ. True and lasting shalom. Christ in our minds, Christ on our lips, Christ in our hearts, Christ to the world, to spread Christ's name.